Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, this is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Thursday morning with a wind chill of 14 degrees. Well, it was a race the president put his weight behind. Kentucky Republican Governor Matt Bevin is calling for a formal review of the vote totals from Tuesday night's gubernatorial election.
Governor Matt Bevin spoke of the recanvassing of results Wednesday, repeating accounts he's heard of people turned away from the polls and illegal voting.
We simply want to ensure that there is integrity in the process.
But Democrat Andy Beshear has moved on, saying it's not about politics anymore.
This is about being the best governor that I can be for the people of Kentucky.
The recanvass verifies vote totals county by county and is a step before a recount in the courts. The recanvass happens 1 week from today. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Still weeks away from taking his oath of office, Mayor-elect Brandon Whipple of Wichita is already arranging his priorities.
Whipple says he plans to study the new water treatment plant. He tells KSN News he also wants to explore public safety.
We have less police officers than some of our sister cities. And, you know, it's not just so much about having more police officers, but having enough police officers so we can start building relationships in communities and get back to community policing.
Whipple will be the only new member to join the city leadership next year. Political analyst Jeff Jarman says he'll need to become acclimated quickly.
The time and the moments where he can begin to introduce the things that he wants to bring to the council as that new voice.
Whipple will be sworn in January. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas has ended an unusual practice of redrawing the lines of legislative districts that has cost university communities political clout. Voters Tuesday approved an amendment to the Kansas Constitution eliminating a requirement for the state to adjust federal census figures when the legislature redistricts itself every 10 years. The adjustment counts college students and military personnel not where they are living but in a permanent home elsewhere.
At yesterday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, we learned the county is in pretty sound financial shape.
The county has a AAA credit rating, and property tax revenues continue to grow, up to 3.9% for the 2019 budget and 4.5% for the 2020 budget. Moderate growth was noted in retail, motor vehicle taxes, and in investment income. While revenues are up, the demand for public safety needs has grown too. Lori and Showalter Airy, County Budget Director, explains where the biggest increase came from this quarter.
This was mainly in the Sheriff's Office and is due to the high number of new detention deputies that have been hired this year.
Along with those public safety system needs are more demands for the behavioral health system. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Another state has passed a measure paving the way for legalized sports gambling.
Voters in Colorado passed a ballot measure making it the 19th state to legalize sports gambling. The measure, which passed narrowly, allows the parent companies of Colorado's 33 casinos to offer on-site and online betting on professional and collegiate sports starting in May of next year. The proposal called for a 10% flat tax on net sports betting proceeds, estimating to bring in a total of about $11 million in the next financial year. Colorado joins five other states that have passed legal wagering this year as more states get in on sports betting following the Supreme Court's landmark decision to legalize sports wagering last year. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The newest inductees to the National Toy Hall of Fame will be announced today.
Matchbox Cars, My Little Pony, and The Coloring Book have all been nominated for this year's class, along with the Care Bears, Magic the Gathering, Jenga, The Top, and Risk.
Win the game, and you win the world.
Rounding out the list of nominees to this year's National Toy Hall of Fame are the Fisher-Price Corn Popper, the Nerf Blaster, the smartphone, yep, Masters of the Universe. The finalists were chosen from thousands of nominees and then voted on by an advisory committee as well as the public. So far, 68 toys have been inducted into the Hall of Fame. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And now we'll look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An Arctic high-pressure system is going to be plunging southward today, and that will bring us very cold air for this time of year. Again, breezy here early on with a high 41 this afternoon. North winds will diminish throughout the day, but by tonight, a clear sky, our low 22, sunny and 51 Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now, a mostly cloudy sky, 27 degrees, cool enough, right? North wind gusting to 26 miles per hour, and that's giving us a wind chill of 14. How about that? A warm, breezy day across central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high yesterday was 70.
Normal high
61. On this date in 1951, around 7 a.m., an extremely brilliant flash, a huge ball of fire, and a terrific roar occurred over parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. And this was caused by a disintegrating meteor.
Whoa!
Windows were broken in and near Hinton, Oklahoma. Quite a sight there on this date in 1951.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Steve and Ted in the morning now. It's 7:36 on this Thursday morning. And we have a little bit more information this morning from Fox News Radio's Eben Brown, who's covering the story of the heavily armed Mexico massacre of that family. And apparently the suspect has been captured. And we've got an update this morning. Good morning, Eben. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Yeah, the suspect was captured yesterday, but this person may not have actually had anything to do with it. He was certainly suspicious, riding around in an armored SUV and possessing a 50 caliber assault rifle. That's a real assault rifle. That's disturbing and alarming as it is. However, now it's believed he's not involved with what happened to this family that was driving through on a road trip that they made frequently to go back and forth between the U.S. and Mexico, between relatives' homes. So today we'll see the first of the first two of three funerals that are scheduled to happen for these victims.
Now, so this guy apparently he had all the markings of somebody they're looking for, because a 50 caliber, that's a pretty good pretty big gun, isn't it?
It certainly is, and the gun laws in Mexico are so strict that there's really no way one would legally own one there.
Yeah.
You know, here in the U.S., it's also very rare that someone would actually own one, but it would be even more so impossible in Mexico, you know, if one is following the law, that is.
So wait, what do you think the theory is here, Eben, on what happened with this family? Were they in just one vehicle or two vehicles when they were shot?
They were in a number of vehicles. It is believed that they were targeted. A number of people do believe that, they had a history of confronting these drug cartels, refusing to pay extortions or ransoms and the like. And so this might have been a deliberate attack, whereas Mexico's president is trying to not explain, but is of the belief that perhaps they were caught in the crossfire between two gangs that began to war with each other at that moment. That theory is not looking too popular right now.
All right, so we're the initial good news. Hey, they might have a suspect, but it turns out this is probably not a guy who was involved in anything with this then, huh?
Correct.
All right. Thank you, Eben. Appreciate it, sir. That's Fox News Radio's Eben Brown with a little bit more on that massacre of that family down in northern Mexico, 7:30. Yeah, it's just nothing but tragic, and it just, everybody is indignant about these things happening, but you've got, you know, in parts of Mexico, it's a war going on down there. A lot of drugs involved, a lot of money involved, and, you know, it's going on day to day. I'm not sure what that does to their tourism trade down there. I think they've tried to keep it away from the coast as much as possible. Right, Ted? Well, today is, 7:39 here with Steve and Ted. I was going to talk about a little bit about the move in Kansas City, where the voters there have turned the name of a street back to what it originally was for about the past 100 years. I think it was a trail in Kansas City in the old days. You had a street. It's called the Paseo.
Right.
And I've been on it a few times.
So have I.
And I guess it runs kind of east and west, or west and east, right, from Kansas into the Missouri side and right over by. And they had named it last year the Martin Luther King Jr. Freeway or roadway, whatever,
right.
Street.
And when they did that last year, I said on the air, it's a stupid idea.
Yeah.
You don't name an already historic road after somebody else.
Yeah, and there are plenty of streets. They
find another road to name after Dr. King, but not the Paseo.
Yeah, and it just the voters turned it back and said, nope, we want the Paseo back. And that street, what is that, Spanish for the road or the pass or something like that? I think it is. But I know that when I was a kid growing up there, my dad and my uncles, we'd go to the old municipal stadium. And they said, well, should we go this way? We go over on the Paseo, over to Brooklyn Avenue. And they knew all about it. You know, and they knew the Paseo. And I remember that as when I was 7 years old. The Paseo, right.
Yep.
And it's, like I said, it's kind of an historic street. Goes over into the Missouri side of Kansas City. And they're going to take it back and make it the Paseo again. Interesting. So you thought at the time that it was kind of dumb to change the name.
I just thought that was a bad idea to begin with.
A bad idea. All right, 7:40 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and I want to tell you about. Well, today is. I just want
so
to
Kansas
say,
City still remains, I think, the largest city in the nation that does not have anything named after Dr. King.
Well,
I believe that was the designation.
Could they do a stretch of the interstate, or is that something they do? I don't know.
See, to me, that seems lame.
Yeah. Okay. So they got to do something, right?
But I'm sure they'll figure it out.
Sure, they will. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Today is, as I understand it, isn't this Donut Day around here? Don't we get
usually
donuts
is.
Today? Okay. I gotta get. Would you somebody go look and see if my blueberry donuts are back?
I don't think it's here yet.
Ooh, okay. We'll just be patient about that. Huh?
You're the one that's all anxious.
Well,
I was going to say, we're
Jack
and I are very patient here. You're the one itching over there.
Okay, sorry. So when your donuts come in, you don't want to take one then. I'll just take one. I'll take that chocolate one that's got your name on it. How's that? Nah, we'll save you a donut. Don't worry about it, Ted. I know you're not worried.
I'm not worried.
It is Donut Day. I just thought I'd bring it up because so many people are going to their businesses today and thinking, wow, why we ought to have a Donut Day at our place like they do at KNSS, huh? It'd be a fun thing to do. It's a real booster of morale.
Well, if our sales manager, Lisa, didn't bring him in, it wouldn't happen.
Well,
she's the one making it happen.
I tell you, Lisa Kreider's her name, and I tell you, she is a terrific person. You know, I've known her for, gosh, about
a long time,
60 years or so. She's getting older there. But, no, she's a terrific person. She brings in the donuts, and she's always nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
Is she nice to you?
Yes.
Or is it just me that she's nice to?
I believe she's nice to
nice
everyone.
To everybody. Well, her name is Lisa Kreider, and we never mention her, but, you know, doggone it, she's just a nice person.
And she supplies the building with donuts once a week.
She's a donut lady, and, gosh, what could be better than that? All right, 7:42, Steve and Ted. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, coming up. Big time volleyball coming to Coke Arena.
Yep.
Bill's going to tell us about that. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.